USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The battle lines are drawn along party lines over President Biden's new $6 trillion budget. Biden says he's going to raise the corporate tax rate to 28%. Some of the wealthiest would pay nearly 40% on capital gains, but that would leave the U.S. nearly $2 trillion less than it would spend. President Biden says it's worth it if it helps grow the economy, rebuild infrastructure, and free people from the pandemic. Biden was once again on location, this time paying tribute to military members past and present in a pre-Memorial Day address.
We make up 1% of the population. We defend 99% of the rest of us.
The president was speaking to enlisted troops at Virginia's Joint Base Langley Eustis. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A federal judge on Friday approved a request to appoint an independent lawyer to review the electronic devices seized during the execution of a search warrant of Rudy Giuliani's Manhattan home and office. Federal prosecutors want a special master to sort through the material on the 18 devices in order to set aside information that could be considered protected by attorney-client privilege. The judge ordered prosecutors and defense attorneys to submit a list of potential candidates by June 4th. Federal agents searched Giuliani's office and home April 28th as part of the Justice Department's two-year investigation into whether he engaged in illegal lobbying in Ukraine. He's yet to face charges on the allegations and has denied any wrongdoing. Rudy Giuliani's lawyer, Robert Costello, said the search warrant sought correspondence between his clients and multiple individuals, including John Solomon, a columnist who'd been in communication with him about his efforts to have Ukraine investigate Trump rival Joe Biden.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The new jobs report is out, and it shows that more people are finding work. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry reports.
The Labor Department reported Thursday the number of Americans seeking new unemployment benefits continued to drop last week to a new low during the pandemic. Initial worker filings for jobless claims, seen as a signal of layoffs, reached 406,000 last week. The numbers beat the economists' experts as they were expecting 425,000 new jobless claims. The numbers represent a fourth straight weekly decline in new unemployment claims. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The battle lines are drawn along party lines over President Biden's new $6 trillion budget. Biden says he's going to raise the corporate tax rate to 28%. Some of the wealthiest would pay nearly 40% on capital gains, but that would leave the U.S. nearly $2 trillion less than it would spend. President Biden says it's worth it if it helps grow the economy, rebuild infrastructure, and free people from the pandemic. Biden was once again on location, this time paying tribute to military members past and present in a pre-Memorial Day address.
We make up 1% of the population. We defend 99% of the rest of us.
The president was speaking to enlisted troops at Virginia's Joint Base Langley Eustis. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.